after this celebration to with our beloved soul Khaled to the heavens, the family chose Michael to speak on behalf of them now, and then we'll speak a little bit because we are a little bit late now, and today is Saturday. You have to hurry up first. Please, Michael, come.
Good afternoon. Beloved clergy, Father Barsoom, Father George, Father Mikhail, and Father Shenouda, prominent colleagues, notable acquaintances, co-workers, congregational members of St. Mary, St. George and St. Anthony, St. Mark and St. Monica, honored members of the Canadian Forces, distinguished guests, friends, best friends, and celebrated family members near and far of our very dear Khaled, servant to Christ our Savior. On behalf of the Mikhail family, I am privileged to stand before you to thank you for your dedicated service, your camaraderie, your uplifting Christian spirit, your support, and your fervent eagerness to serve this family with love, equaled only by Khaled's love to this church and to this people. The Mikhail family has never experienced this much joy at a time of such weariness, and it is thanks to your service, your prayers, and the blanketing grace of Christ our Savior. Our Orthodox Christian faith is riddled with beautiful imagery pertaining to death. Joy, peace, love, rejoicing, hope, eternity, tranquility, resurrection, glory. Beloved, make no mistake. We are gathered here today not to mourn the death of a great man, but to celebrate the matrimony of a humbled man to a great God. We are gathered here today not to deplore death and its earth-dwelling sting, but to stand in reverence of God's promise in Revelation 21. It says, He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for these old things have passed away. My friends, we're not here today to stand divided against our own spirits in death, but together, united in the gift of eternal life as members of one body in Christ. United in the gift of eternal life as members of one body of Christ. United. That word, united, has taken many forms and had many different definitions in the inner workings of my family over the last 2 years. More specifically, I am speaking of the adhesion, the adhesive that has kept this family together. I'm speaking of my mother, Iman. You carried a heavy load, a load designed to be shared, which you often carried alone, long sleepless nights, literally holding hands with your husband, your best friend, as he suffered the agony of physical pain. And above all, you never forgot any of your motherly duties. Mom, your strength is unparalleled. You truly exemplify the common phrase, suffering in silence. In the last 2 years, Iman, I haven't heard you complain once, not a single time. Look to your right and to your left. Look behind you. The pain has gone, and nothing but love is left. Death cannot kill what never dies. Love never dies. Thank you for giving us the strength and keeping us all warm and united. We love you. Maya in Ecclesiastes 7, King Solomon writes, "The day of death is better than the day of birth. The day of death is better than the day of birth. Of everybody in the family, Maya, you have inherited the greatest thing of all. Cal has given you his passion and his innocence, with which you are going to do amazing things in Christ's name. You are the sister me, Mark, and Martel need, but you're not the sister we deserve. Thank you for being amazing like Cal was amazing. Mark and Martel, you two have grounded this family at some of its weakest moments, at some of my weakest moments. I found wisdom in you, Marty, when the 7 years that I have over you failed me. And Mark, well, you're strong. Not really tight t-shirt strong, you're really, really strong. Because you have the strength to destroy and to rebuild. And what you have rebuilt of yourself is something truly beautiful. You three are Cal's pride. You are the three pillars on which Cal's promise of love to this family is built. You will carry his legacy of dedicated service into the next decade, and you will pass this legacy on to others who can pass it on to others, who can pass it on to others. Beloved youth, my message to you is this. See within the depth of your heart, find the basic building blocks that Uncle Khaled has delicately placed inside each of you, and erect with them structures that stretch the fabric of natural law. Shed your fears, rest your troubled hearts, and understand these two very important details. Number one, you are Christ's church. You have a responsibility, no, a purpose, to live the good news and glorify God through the light radiating from the depth inside of you, shining as a beacon of hope in a dark and troubled world. This is the hope that Uncle Khaled lived on in the last 2 years. To see you shine. And number two, Uncle Khaled not only lives forever inside of you, but he is closer now than he ever was before. Draw on him for strength. Intercede through him in prayer. Let his influence work within you, and in these things you will find him. My friends, Psalms 116 says, "Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." Khaled, intercede on our behalf for the forgiveness of our sins. You are so blessed to make it into the bosom of the Father. You have suffered long, and it is time for you to reap the fruit of your hard-earned labor. Enter, Khaled, and rejoice with those who have gladdened the Lord's heart already. I will always miss the way that you did the sign of the cross on my head every single time you saw me. This 500-member family standing here in awe of your love will never forget you, your works, or your service. When Jesus spoke with Martha about the death of her brother, Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he will die, yet he will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." And then Jesus said to her, "Do you believe this?" I will leave you today with that same question. Jesus said, "Everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Do you believe this? Glory be to God.